accused Israel of war crimes in Gaza, saying the actions of its military can't be justified as self-defense. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's again rejected calls for a ceasefire, claiming it would allow Hamas to regroup. Well, Jordan's foreign minister explains what the region wants to happen next.
The priority now is to ending this war, to saving innocent lives, to preventing further destruction, and to stopping the very dangerous dehumanization. All lives matter to all of us.
In other news this evening, police in Nottinghamshire are questioning a man and a woman in connection with a suspected attack by an American XL bully dog. It follows an incident at a flat in Mansfield last night. The Home Secretary says she wants to stop homeless people sleeping rough in tents on the streets, calling it a lifestyle choice. Well, the Liberal Democrats have accused Suella Braverman of playing grim politics. On to sport now, and Manchester City have been taking on Bournemouth in the Premier League this afternoon. Let's go live now to Darren Stanage at the Etihad.
And City thrashed Bournemouth to move back to the top of the table. It was 3-0 by half-time. Doku grabbed the opener before an assist for Silva and a shot that went in off of Kanji. Foden grabbed the fourth after the break before Sinisterra scored for the visitors. That seemed to anger the host, though. Bernardo Silva scored his second and Ake finished the rout. Manchester City 6, Bournemouth 1.
Thank you very much. Well, elsewhere, Manchester United were 1-0 winners over Fulham, while Arsenal go to Newcastle later this hour. In the Scottish Premiership, Celtic got past Ross County 3-0. Hibs and Aberdeen kick off in the semi-finals of the Scottish League Cup shortly. Holders England have been knocked out of the Cricket World Cup. They suffered a 33-1 defeat to Australia. That's the latest. I'm Daryl Jackson.
This is Phoenix FM.
Two minutes past five is the time you're listening to Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb. This is Phoenix Sport. Welcome into our three.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
There may be the odd bit of thick cloud and patchy rain going into this evening. That will soon clear, but it's expected to return from midnight. Heavy showers may continue to affect coastal parts of Essex overnight. Isolated mist and fog patches might form in early clear spells. Minimum temperature overnight is 12 degrees Celsius. 7 degrees Celsius, sorry. Maximum temperature tomorrow is 12 degrees Celsius, when cloud and patchy rain will gradually clear away to the southeast during the morning, becoming largely dry and bright by the afternoon with some sunny spells. It's going to stay breezy, but temperatures likely to be near average for the time of year.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Well, I think the most bonkers FA Cup tie I've ever followed was the first round proper tie at the County Ground in Swindon this afternoon. Swindon Town, who are currently in 10th place in EFL League 2, faced National League side Aldershot Town, who are currently 7th in that league. And Aldershot, absolutely, they were annihilating them. They took a 7-0 lead, but Swindon, they threw caution to the wind, and they clearly just went for it in the latter stages of the game, and they ended up scoring 4. It finished Swindon 4, Aldershot Town 7. Absolutely extraordinary. Anyway, looking at the other results, Stockport County will be joining Aldershot in the draw for the second round of the FA Cup, having seen off their non-league opponents Worksop Town this afternoon. It finished Stockport 5, Worksop 1. Eastleigh going through as well. They also won 5-1 at the expense of fellow National League side Boreham Wood. Sutton United had a bit of a scare against AFC Fylde of the National League, but the League 2 side fall back to win 2-1, and they also go into the second round. Premier League all over at Goodison Park, where it's finished Everton 1, Brighton 1. Championship, the final score at Ashton Gate was Bristol City 1, Sheffield Wednesday 0. Sheffield Wednesday are still in big, big trouble. Scottish Premiership, it finished Kilmarnock 1, Motherwell 0. Braintree Town 4, Havant Waterlooville, the bottom club, 1. That was the final score at Cressing Road. And I think, I'll take a look at the league table once it's been updated, but I think that has taken the iron into the top half of the table. Two more results from the FA Cup. It finished Bolton Wanderers 4, Solihull Moors 0. Peterborough 2, Salford 2. Posh will face a replay up in the northwest. Brightling Sea Region 2, Grays Athletic 1. That was the final score in the Isthmian North. The table's now been updated. Felixstowe Moreton United remain top, having won 5-1 this afternoon. They've played 10 and won 24 points. Just behind them, with a game in hand, Lowestoft Town on 22, who pretty much thumped Hayward Swifts this afternoon. 6-0 was the final score. Basildon United now in third, above Brightling Sea Region in fourth on goal difference. Both of those on 19 points. They both won 2-1 this afternoon. And Maldon Tiptree, after that fine 5-1 win at home to Wroxham, they are in the other playoff spots. Walthamstow, whose match was postponed today, they're in 6th. Bowes and Pitsy, who didn't play either, a 7th. Heybridge are 8th. Brentwood Town, whose game was called off as well, they are in 9th. Redbridge, 10th. Looking further down, Witham Town are 16th. Grays, still just above bottom side Stone Market. Grays Athletic are in 18th place. In the FA Cup, Bradford City of League 2 are out, beaten 2-1 at home by League 1 Wickham. And another side beaten 2-1 at home this afternoon were Lincoln City, who lost 2-1 against Morecambe. Doncaster and Accrington have it all to do again. They fought out a 2-2 draw in another FA Cup tie this afternoon. AFC Wimbledon are going through to the second round. They beat fellow League 2 side Cheltenham 5-1. And a bit of an upset down on the East Kent coast this afternoon with Ramsgate, who play at Step 4 in the Isthmian South East, knocking out National League Woking. Ramsgate 1 by 2-1. No such surprise in the tie between Marine and Harrogate Town. Harrogate 1-1 at 5-1. Premier League, Manchester City 6, Bournemouth 1. Not a hugely surprising scoreline, really. Reading, despite their struggles near the foot of League 1, they are through in the FA Cup. They beat League 2 MK Dons 3-2 in their tie this afternoon. Sheffield United, there was a ludicrous amount of time added on injury time at Bramall Lane by the looks of things, because Oliver Norwood scored for them in the 100th minute and has given them a 2-1 victory. That's a huge 3 points for struggling Sheffield United. I'll take a look at the Premier League table in a while. In the Championship, it finished Huddersfield 0, Watford 0. In the National League's only game of the day, it finished Dorking Wanderers 1, Dagenham and Redbridge 3. So, good win on the road for the Daggers this afternoon. Let's have a look at the table, shall we? And that's taken the Daggers up to 13th. They've leapfrogged Southend United, in fact, who are in 15th. Dorking now just behind them. Southend, that is, in 16th. Southend didn't play today. Chesterfield remain top, 44 points from their opening 17 matches. They've got a game in hand on second-placed Barnet, who are on 42. Bromley, Solihull, Moors, Altrincham, FC Halifax Town and Aldershot Town. I've already mentioned them today. They are the others in the playoff spots. At the other end, Kidderminster at the foot of the table, but only on goals scored below Oxford City in 23rd, York are 22nd, and Maidenhead are in 21st. In the Eastbourne Premier League, defeat for Hashtag United this afternoon. They lost 2-1 against Hastings United at the Len Salmon Stadium. Wigan Athletic are through in the FA Cup. They made a long trip to Devon to take on fellow EFL League One side Exeter City and picked up a 2-0 win. And in the FA Cup also, Colchester United, the only Essex side who were left in the competition, they are sadly now out, having lost 3-2 away at League One Shrewsbury. Stevenage, they took a late lead against Tranmere, a quite extraordinary FA Cup tie at Broadhill Way this afternoon, and Jamie Reid scored for them in the 10th minute of injury time to give them a 4-3 victory, so the League One side go through to the second round. Another League side, League One side going through are Leighton Orient. We're going to be hearing from Alex Stripe very soon all about that. They beat Carlisle United by 3-1 at Brisbane Road this afternoon. In the Championship, Ipswich Town in second place. Their unbeaten run continues. They came back from 2-0 down to draw 2-2 at Birmingham City, who still have yet to win under the management of Wayne Rooney. It was also a draw in the Championship at Home Park, where it finished Plymouth 3, Middlesbrough 3. Another draw took place at Rotherham against Queen's Park Rangers, and it finished Rotherham 1, QPR 1. Goalless draws in the Championship in the games between Stoke and Cardiff and Swansea and Sunderland. Another fine result for Averley, despite losing striker Matt Rush on the eve of this game. He has returned to the full-time game. He signed for National League Maidstone United. They still managed to beat Western Super Mare by 2-0 and stay in second place in the National League South. Rush's new club, Maidstone United, incidentally went through to the second round of the FA Cup. They won their tie at Chesham United by 2-0. Also going through Newport County, they beat Oldham 2-0. Bristol Rovers 7, Whitby Town 2. That's another full-time result from the FA Cup. I've got the National League South table, incidentally. Yeovil Town remain top. They were involved in the FA Cup today, and as a consequence of that, they have a game in hand on Averley in second place. They're on 32, Yeovil. Averley in second on 29. Hampton, Richmond, Bath, Torquay, Farnborough and Maidstone also in the playoff spots. And in 11th place, Chelmsford City, after their 1-1 draw at Tunbridge Angels this afternoon. Braintree Town, I thought that might take them up to the top half of the table with their 4-1 win against Havant Waterlooville, but the Iron currently 13th. Down at the bottom, Slough, Welling, Dover and Havant Waterlooville make up the relegation places. FA Cup more full times. Hereford 0, Gilliam 2, Port Vale 0, Burton 0. That will go to a replay. Yeovil 3, Gateshead 2, Preston 3, Coventry 2, and West Brom 3, Hull 1. They are full time scores in the Championship, the last two that have come through. So let's take a look at the Championship table. Leicester still top on 39 points. Ipswich Town with a goal in game in hand on them. They're on 35, 4 points behind. Ahead, 7 points ahead of Leeds, who are in third on 28 points. Southampton, 1-0 winners at Millwall this afternoon. West Brom and Preston, who also won. They are in the playoff spots too. Sheffield Wednesday at the other end, just 1 win from 15, and they're on 6 points. QPR in 23rd, 3 points ahead of Wednesday on 9. And Rotherham, who they drew with this afternoon, also in the relegation zone on 10 points. And those three clubs possibly in danger of being cut adrift at the moment, it must be said. Two more FA Cup full times. Notts County 3, Crawley Town 2, and Cambridge United are through as well after beating non-league Bracknell Town 2-1. Billericay Town 2, Bognor Regis Town 1. That is the final score from the from New Lodge. Sorry, obviously finished quite late on. We're going to hear from Jack in a while. Just taking a look at the table, Hornchurch now have an 11-point lead at the top, unbeaten in their opening 13 matches, of which they've won 11. They won 35 points. What a job Steve Morrison has done since he took over there. Chatham Town and Enfield Town in second and third, both on 24. Billericay, after that win this afternoon, they're still very much in touch in the playoff spots. They're fourth on 23 points. The other side in the playoff spots are Carshalton and Athletic, who won today, and they are in fifth on 22. Looking further down the table, Canvey Island, whose match was postponed this afternoon, remained 11th, hashtag just behind them on 12th. They lost. And also Concord Rangers, another side who had their match postponed, they remained in trouble in 21st place and on 6 points.
98 FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM. Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room. Making your celebration that bit more special.
Once upon a time,
Cinderella!
The most magical fairy tale of them all.
You will never go to the ball!
A girl who dares to dream.
On the stroke of midnight, the spell will be broken and everything will be as it was before.
Goodbye, my prince!
Wait! I don't even know your name!
We're back at the Towngate Theatre Basildon with Cinderella. There's magic, flying horses, and dreams that really do come true! From November to the 2nd of January. Book now! At towngatetheatre.co.uk.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
17 minutes past five, you're listening to Phoenix Sport on Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb, and we can now hear a full-time summary of Leyton Orient versus Carlisle United in the first round proper of the FA Cup. Our reporter at Brisbane Road this afternoon was Alex Stripe.
Leyton Orient are through to the second round of the FA Cup after entertaining 3-1 win over Carlisle United. Joe Piggott opened the scoring with a composed penalty finish to make it 1-0 to the O's. Half-time came and Richie Wellens made the tactical sub of bringing on Aaron Drinan for Shaq Ford. Carlisle themselves made changes at half-time of a change in shape to match Orient, which proved to be very helpful. Carlisle managed to grab an early second-half goal to make it 1-1 for Joe Gardner, who headed the ball back across goal, beating Sol Brin. Orient then had to weather Carlisle's storm and managed to do so, as in the 65th minute, Orient went ahead again through super sub Aaron Drinan, his first goal of the season. Orient kept probing to kill off the game and got their just rewards, as in the 90th minute, Ruel Satoru raced through on goal and smashed the ball through the legs of the goalkeeper to make it 3-1 and put the game out of sight. Full time here, Leyton Orient 3, Carlisle United 1.
Thanks very much indeed, Alex. So well done to the O's. We go to the second round. Another report to come, Chad Patmore's report on Billericay Town versus Bognor Regis Town. We'll hear from him quite soon. In the Southern League Division 1 Central, Kidlington were the hosts of third place Waltham Abbey this afternoon, and that match finished in a 3-3 draw. Despite only picking up a point, Abbey remain in third place on 21 points behind the leaders Bedford Town, who are on 27, and North Lee, who are on 24. Ware and Siren, Cester Town, the other sides in the playoff spots, they are currently in fourth and fifth places. Just focusing on rugby for the time being. In the English Premiership this afternoon, it finished Harlequins 14, Newcastle Falcons 12, Northampton Saints 24, Bath 18, and Saracens 32, Leicester Tigers 17. A couple of full times in the United Rugby Championship. It finished Zebre 29, Bulls 54, and Leinster 36, Edinburgh 27. There's games that have got underway just now between Munster and Dragons and Scarlet and Cardiff Rugby. Sorry about that. I had a bout of the hiccups there. And it's all over in the cricket, and it's all over for England's, frankly, abysmal World Cup campaign. They have been beaten by Australia by 33 runs. Australia, who batted first, finished 286 all out. England finished 253 all out. No doubt there'll be plenty of reaction to that on 98 Not Out this Thursday evening with Darren Mutu. So if you like your cricket, make sure that you join him for that. And I'm just going to bring you the result of the 5 o'clock race at Chelmsford. First was number 6, Grey Charger, priced at 4 to 1, sorry. Second was number 4, Destructive, priced at 9 to 1. And third was number 2, Bur Dubai, priced at 6 to 1. And there were a total of 8 runners in that race. Campaign medal number 3 was the 7-2 favourite, but only managed to finish in 6th place. Right now, new music from 30 Seconds to Mars, and this one's called Seasons. People they call and people they go. When the list changes and the colours they show, can you hold on the seasons? Through the seasons, oh, through every high and through every low, a beautiful lion never gets so. Can you hold on the seasons? Through the seasons, oh, my phone, that's the truth, I won't lie. Get all of them trying to make the wrongs right. Latest travel coming up soon. After that, I'm going to be doing my regular musical feature, the post-match warm down, where I get my breath back and I play three songs in a row. But first of all, it's a full-time report from New Lodge, where Jack Patmore was watching Billericay Town against Bognor Regis Town for us this afternoon.
Jack Patmore reporting for Phoenix FM from New Lodge. A late Bradley Stevenson strike saw Billericay Town secure a last gasp 2-1 win over Bognor Regis Town. In the first half of few chances, Billericay had their first opportunity of the afternoon on 4 minutes, as Aziz's shot across the face of goal had no one in blue to prod home. The Rocks, who sat in 14th place prior to today's game, had their main threat through Dan Smith. The ex-Portsmouth forward threaded a ball through to Lucas Pattingdon, and Dan Wilkes saved as the offside flag went up. Aziz opened the scoring for the Blues on 34 minutes in stylish fashion. Captain Matt Johnson hit a ball over the top of the Bognor backline, and it fell to Aziz, who lobbed Ryan Hall. Into the second half, and the visitors nearly netted the leveller when Isaac Olanyan went on a mazy run past a number of Blues players, but Wilkes was on hand to save. Wilkes was again on hand to prevent Smith taking the lead, as he made a superb double save to deny the striker. As they continued to carve out chances, Bognor equalised through substitute Tommy Lee Higgs, as he curled his free kick from just outside the box into the corner. Billericay wrapped up the win with Stevenson's strike late on, as they now remain in the playoff places. Finishes here, Billericay Town 2, Bognor Regis 1.
Great stuff, and another fine result for Gary McCann and Billericay Town, starting to shape up into a genuine promotion push now, I think. The time is 26 minutes past five.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Last travel update for this Saturday afternoon here on Phoenix 98 FM. It's been busy most of the afternoon in Brentwood with slow-moving traffic on Ongar Road, Shenfield Road and Ingrave Road, but it's all looking okay in Brentwood now. Still a bit slow on Billericay High Street, though, northbound from Southend Road up to Norsey Road, and Epping High Street, which had eased up, is now busy once again from the High Street, on the High Street in both directions from Stonards Hill to Station Road. Busy afternoon on Rayleigh Road, northbound in Thundersley, heading towards the 127 from Dawes Heath Road, but it's all moving okay around there now. It's been busy in Thurrock, going towards Lakeside Shopping Centre as well on the 81306, but that all looks to be okay now, as does Rayleigh Town Centre and Chafford 100, where it was busy on Fenner Road earlier, but that's looking okay now. Still some hot spots in the Chelmsford area, though. It's currently slow on Chelmer Road, the 8138, going down to the Army and Navy roundabout. Baddow Road approaching the Army and Navy. Van Diemen's Road and Parkway East, and also the Baddow Bypass are all still busy as well. It was a bit busy on Springfield Road earlier in both directions between Highbridge Road and Victoria Road, but the traffic in that area is moving quite nicely now. Just a reminder that on Greater Anglia trains, well, there aren't any this weekend anyway, between Southend Victoria and Shenfield, and no, it's only today, sorry, it's they're back in action tomorrow, I think. At Shenfield, you can connect with Colchester Line train services if you're travelling to Stratford or Liverpool Street. There are also replacement buses between Wickford and Southminster. Engineering works as well on C2C today. That's affecting trains between Barking and Pitsey via Langdon, and also on the Ockenden line between Barking and Upminster. TfL, no reported problems on the Elizabeth line. DLR, there is no service all weekend between Stratford International and Canning Town. You can use the Jubilee line or London buses instead, though. Still some minor delays on the Circle line due to train cancellations, and minor delays also on the Jubilee line due to a shortage of trains. So bear that in mind if you're making your way into the capital this evening. Now, last time I was here a couple of weeks ago, and incidentally, thanks very much to Andy Gardner, who stood in for me when I wasn't around last weekend. I played three songs in a row about rain, something which we've had a lot more of the last few days. So three more songs now, classic songs, I would suggest, on the subject of rain and storms.
Sunshine, blue skies, please go away. A girl has found another and gone away. With her went my future. My life is filled with gloom. So day after day, I stay locked up in my room. I know to you, it might sound strange, but I wish it would rain. Supposed to cry. Listen, I gotta cry, 'cause crying eases the pain. Oh yeah, even this hurt I feel inside, words could never explain. I just wish it would rain. Oh, let it rain, rain, rain. Day in, day out, my tear-stained face pressed against the window pane. My eyes search the skies, desperately for rain. 'Cause rain drops behind my teardrop, and no one will ever know that I'm crying, crying. When I go outside to the world outside my tears, I refuse to explain. Oh, I wish it would rain.
On the storm, riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and packed her out alone. Riders on the storm, there's a killer on the road. His brain is squirming like a toad. Take a long holiday. Let your children play. If you give this man a ride, sweet family will die. Killer on the road. Take him by the hand. understand. The world on you depends, our life will never end. Gotta love your man, yeah.
There we go, that's this week's post-match warm-down, starting off with a Tamla Motown classic from The Temptations, I Wish It Would Rain. And it was followed by The Doors, Riders on the Storm, and finally Adele was Set Fire to the Rain. I'll have another post-match warm-down for you next week. Getting back to football, and it's 11 minutes in at St James's Park in the Premier League late kickoff between Newcastle United and Arsenal. Newcastle start in 8th place following this afternoon's results. Arsenal are 3rd, but a win would take them above their big rivals Tottenham, who have dropped to 2nd following Manchester City's 6-1 win over Bournemouth this afternoon. Tottenham are not in action until Monday night when they take on Chelsea. It's currently 0-0 at St James's Park. There's a couple of other fixtures tomorrow, by the way. Luton Town versus Liverpool and Nottingham Forest versus Aston Villa. So looking at the Premier League table, Manchester City, having played 11, have 27 points, just ahead of Tottenham on 26 from their 10, so they have a game in hand. And they and their big North London rivals, Arsenal, are the only two unbeaten Premier League sides remaining. Liverpool, who've just lost one themselves, they are 4th, as I say. They are in action tomorrow. Aston Villa and Brighton were in the European spots after this afternoon's matches. But if it stays as things are, Newcastle will leapfrog Brighton into 6th place. West Ham United in 11th place after another defeat against Brentford, who are becoming something of a bogey side for them, aren't they? Sheffield United finally got their first Premier League win of the season. 2-1 winners over Wolverhampton Wanderers at Bramall Lane this afternoon. And that means they're still bottom, but only on goal difference now, because Burnley were beaten 2-0 at home by Crystal Palace. And both of those sides are on 4 points. Burnley have a slightly superior goal difference, so they remain at one off of the bottom. And just above them, Luton Town with that tough task at Kenilworth Road against Liverpool tomorrow. They're the other side currently in the relegation zone. Latest in the United Rugby Championship, it's Munster 17, Dragons 0, and Scarlets 7, Cardiff Rugby 7. I'm going to take a look at the local rugby results for you very soon as well. But just getting back to football first of all, and the Essex Senior League. Two games were postponed last night. Cockshall Town versus Housley Town and Woodford Town, the leaders, were due to play Athletic Newham, but due to Waterlow pitches, they were postponed. For the same reason, the games between FC Clacton and White Ensign, Sporting Bank United and Holbury Sports and Stanway Rovers and West Essex were also postponed today. But one game which did go ahead was at Rookery Hill in Corringham, the new home of Romford, formerly the home of East Thurrock United. And it was a really special day for them, hosting their first home match there, their first proper home for years. Ilford were the first visitors they had there, and Romford won the game by 2-1. And I have to say, they had a much healthier attendance than they were attracting when they were ground sharing at Maysbrook Park with Barking. Maybe a few old East Thurrock United supporters have come along for the ride. But well done to Romford, and join me for the non-league hour this Thursday between 7 and 8 when I shall be talking to the club's new owner and their director of football, Christos Mead, and the team manager, Dan Spinks. They're going to be popping in for a chat at 7 o'clock this Thursday. Looking forward to meeting them. The other results in the Essex Senior League today were Frenford 2, Takeley 3, Great Wakering Rovers 0, Little Oakley 3, Saffron Walden 2, Barking 2, and Tilbury 1, Buckhurst Hill 0. And just having a quick look at the league table, Woodford Town remain top despite not playing last night. They've played 15 and won 34 points. Tilbury in second, played 16 and won 33. West Essex a third, they've played 16 and won 31. Romford fourth, they've played one more than West Essex, but also on 31 points. But West Essex have a better goal difference. And Sporting Bangor United make up the top five. They are on 28 points from their 15 matches and they're in fifth. Cogshall Town remain bottom, although they do have two victories under their belt now, but they're still on just 8 points. Stanway Rovers on 11 points, just ahead of them. I'm going to take a look at the Thurlow Nunn Division 1's South and North very soon.
Welcome to award-winning care and luxurious living at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. We offer residential, nursing and dementia care delivered by highly trained and dedicated staff with spacious accommodation, light and airy apartments, expansive communal areas and gardens that allow residents to retain their independence in style. Join us for a look round and discover what life is like at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. Visit our website to find out more. Search for Avery Healthcare.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SCH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SCHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
At the Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Just over 11 minutes left before I make way for Mandy Cullen, who is going to be along between 6 and 8pm to present Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers. Mentioned Thurlow Nunn, not forgetting the Spartan South Midlands League Premier Division, because we've got Stansted, the lone Essex side in that league. And they picked up a point this afternoon. They drew 0-0 at home to London Lions. That has taken them up a place to 16th in that league. Now, in the Thurlow Nunn Division 1 South, I think there were a few postponements in both the South and North. But last night, there was defeat for the leaders, Dunmo Town, although they're still top. They lost 3-2, though, at Basildon Town. May and Baker drew 2-2 with Brimsdown. Today, Barkingside beat St Margaretsbury 4-3. It finished Burden Ramblers 2, Clapton 1, Canonswood 4, Parkview 3, Hackneywick 6, Hoddesdon Town 1, North West London 2, Clapton Community 4. Win for Hutton this afternoon down at Southend Manor. Hutton were 3-2 winners at South Church Park. And in the other match, Wormley Rovers beat Newbury Forest by 3-1. So Dunmo remain top, 3 points ahead of Clapton Community, and Dunmo have played one less than Community as well. Hutton in third, 34 points from their 18 matches, but Clapton Community have a slightly superior goal difference. And it's Canonswood in fourth on 33 points. Harlow Town are fifth, and they are on 31. Only one Essex side was in action in the third load under Division 1 North this afternoon. That was Wivenhoe Town, who picked up a fine win away at Coolnard United, continuing their recent fine form. It finished Coolnard 2, Wivenhoe 3. Wivenhoe up to 10th place in the league now. Holland, who didn't play today, they are top on 42, having played 20. Stanway Pegasus in second. They've got 3 games in hand on Holland, though they've played 17 and they're on 38. Framlingham Town in third on 34. 4 points. Havisham Parkston on 33, and Great Yarmouth Town, the other side in the top 5, behind Harwich on goal difference. Wivenhoe Town, as I say, up to 10th place after that result. So that's a roundup of local football. Just to let you know what's taking place tomorrow, because there's quite a bit. I mentioned the two Premier League games. Scottish Premiership, it's Dundee versus Livingston. I nearly forgot, actually, it's the Scottish League Cup semi-finals, Hearts versus Rangers tomorrow at 3. There's one underway now, 33 minutes in. It started at 5:15. It's Hibernian 0, Aberdeen 0. And in the Championship, tomorrow lunchtime at Carrow Road, Norwich City face Blackburn Rovers. Some other FA Cup ties tomorrow. Chesterfield, the National League leaders, take on Portsmouth of League One. That's at 12:15. Kidderminster Harriers face Fleetwood Town. Slough Town versus Grimsby Town. Crewe versus Derby. And this is a good one, an all South East London affair. It's at Charlton Athletic versus Cray Valley Paper Mills. That's at 5:30 at the Valley tomorrow. I don't think Cray Valley Paper Mills have ever been in the first round proper before. Women's Super League matches tomorrow include West Ham United, who are in action at Victoria Road at home to Bristol City at a 3 p.m. kickoff. The other Women's Super League games are between Arsenal and Manchester City, Liverpool and Leicester, Tottenham and Everton, and Brighton and Hove Albion Women face Manchester United Women. So on to the local rugby results. I'm going to round those up for you now. In Regional 1 South East, there was a first defeat of the season for the leaders Colchester, who won all 7 of their opening matches, but they lost for the first time at Harpenden, who are in second place. It finished Harpenden 27, Colchester 26. Elsewhere, a defeat from Rochford 100 at home to Sudbury. Sudbury won 31-21. Well done to Westcliff, though. Started today in bottom place. Well, actually, they're still bottom, but they picked up their second win of the season as they beat HUEL Tring by 47 points to 36. Meanwhile, in the Regional 2 Anglia, excuse me, if we look at the results rather than the fixtures, that would help. Sorry about that. It has finished Brentwood 14, Holt 20, Chelmsford 45, Norwich 31, Eton Manor 12, Southend Saxons 13. Now, that was the battle of the top two in Regional 2 Anglia, and Southend Saxons remain at the top of the table, ahead of second place Deeson Manor after that narrow victory. They have won 7 of their 8 matches so far. Harlow 13, Thurrock 25, Saffron Walden 19, Dagenham 20, and Stowmarket 8, Woodford 28 were the other results in Regional 2 Anglia. Moving on to counties, 2 Eastern Counties, and Colchester 3rd. They, hang on. There we are. Sorry about that. They slipped to a defeat for the first time this season, like the first team. They were away to Bedford Athletic seconds, and they lost 15-12, but they remain in first place. The only other Essex side at Division, Mersey Island, they were well beaten at Newmarket this afternoon. The home side won by 50 points to 7. Meanwhile, in Counties 1 Essex, It finished Campion 36, Maldon 15, East London 23, Epping Upper Clapton 26, Romford and Gideon Park 29, Old Cooperians 14, Stanford Hope 26, Braintree 41, Upminster 35, Chingford 10. And looking at the league table, Epping Upper Clapton are now top, just ahead of Wanstead in second. Both of those sides have won all seven of their opening matches. And in Counties 2, Essex North, meanwhile, it finished Burnham and Crouch 48, Harwich and Dovercourt 28, Kelvedon and Fearing 12, Southwood and Ferris 21, Southwood and Ferris 12, Rishall Wanderers versus Clacton was postponed. And finally, in Counties 2, Essex South, this afternoon, it finished Basildon 36, King's Cross Steelers 24, Billericay 30, Old Brentwood 10, and Millwall 50, Barking 26. That is it from me. Thank you so much for listening this afternoon. Thank you for your company. Thank you to our reporting team, Alex Dripe at Leighton Orient's FA Cup win versus Carlisle, and also Chad Patmore, who watched Billericay Town's win over Bognor Regis Town for us. Mandy is along next with Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers. I am going to sign off with a 90s dance classic, Baby D and Let Me Be Your Fantasy. I'm back on at 7 p.m. on Thursday with the non-league hour. Back here at 3 next Saturday with another 3 hours of Phoenix Sport. Bye for now.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.